Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
What's your name?
My name is Rich, and I got a problem with a girl.
Okay.
So it's a second date thing, maybe, Nancy?
Sounds like it. Tell us about the girl. Okay.
Well, I met this perfect girl at a bar, and we hit off right away. She was gorgeous. I asked her on a date, and we met at Chewy's in Miamisburg. We were texting for like a week.
Yeah.
Texting was going really well. And I thought the date went really well, and I haven't heard from her since.
So is she just not answering your stuff?
Not only is she not responding, now when I text her, I get a bounce back that says, user has blocked you.
Ouch.
That's not good, Rich.
Ow.
What'd you do?
Hey, he took her to Chewy's.
I can't tell you. I thought everything was great. That's why I'm calling you guys. I don't know what I did.
Chewy's is a deal setter.
Yeah.
Come on.
You would think.
I mean, that should have been the...
Yeah, I love Chewy's. I'm a life enjoyer, man.
Okay. All right.
So what'd you say her name was?
Sarah. Her name's Sarah.
Okay. You want to give Sarah a call, Nancy?
I like a life enjoyer.
Give us about 10 minutes. We'll give her a call. Okay, Rich?
Okay. Hey, guys, just to check, this second date thing that we go on, it's free, right?
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. It's a public service.
Right.
Oh, cool. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I didn't know if you guys charge money for this.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
All right, Rich, you guys said you went to Chewy's, and, you know, just to reiterate here, it is free. We're not going to charge you anything for the second date call, okay?
Okay, cool. Yeah, just because I'm between jobs, so I just wanted to make sure.
So what we're going to do is we're going to call her up, so you need to be real quiet, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Sarah?
Who's calling?
Straight to the point. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, good morning. Regular listener. Love you guys. Thanks.
Wow. Thank you. You sound so professional.
Formal.
I know. Are you at work or something?
I'm an attorney.
Uh-oh.
Good to have these people on our side.
Right.
Hey, well, we are calling you. On our show, we do a thing called Second Date Update.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You're familiar.
Yes.
Well, what's his name?
Rich.
The life enjoyer?
The life enjoyer.
Yeah. He wants... He said you blocked him, girl. What's up?
Oh, well, let's start with his name. He's not Rich. Yeah, I want absolutely nothing to do with him. He's a lowlife.
Hold on, Sarah. So his name is not Rich?
That's what I'm kind of thinking. He used a different name.
What do you mean?
No, his name is Rich. He's not rich. He has no money.
Oh,
Let me just go back for a second.
Okay.
We did hit it off at first, and he was really cute. And, you know, nothing is as much fun in certain situations that I really shouldn't talk about on the air as men that have no money, live at home, no car. Yeah, I guess that about sums it up.
So, wait a minute. He didn't tell us any of this. Like, what happened on the date? Please let us know, because we're still kind of confused.
Okay, let me back it up. I apologize. So we met at a bar and hit it off, and he asked me out. And I'm a little bit old-fashioned, but I wouldn't have a problem going out on a date with a guy and splitting the bill or anything like that. That's fine. It's, you know, a little bit more modern that way, especially when you're not in a relationship yet. So we went to Chewy's in Miamisburg, and everything was going okay. And then we started kind of getting to know each other. And let me add also that he ordered triple shrimp, which I thought was a little odd, but okay, fine. He likes to eat and enjoy life, as he puts it. But when I asked him what he did for a living, his response was, "I'm not really a highly motivated type of guy." So when you told me that you were an attorney, a lawyer, I thought, wow, here's a great lady, a beautiful lady that can take care of me.
What? This is a joke, Sarah, really?
No, this is, well, the joke's on me. Basically, wound up spending a little bit of time with him and having dinner. And he basically admitted that he's just looking for a sugar mama. He doesn't have a car, and obviously he has no money, and so therefore I paid for dinner, which, again, that would be fine if I had known ahead of time. You know, some guys are in between jobs. I understand that. He mentioned that, but quite frankly, I don't think he's even looking for a job. I think he's just looking for a sugar mama, and that's not me.
How did he get there?
His friend dropped him off.
Oh, this gets better and better.
Yeah. The only thing he told me that he has to his name is a cell phone. I don't know. It's like a jitterbug or something. A flip phone. Something from God knows when, 1987. I'm not letting anybody take advantage of me. I'm a very hard worker. I worked very hard to get where I am. And I don't have a problem sharing. Like I said, you want to split bills and stuff in the beginning, that's totally fine. But get a job. Move out of your mom's house. Get a car. Get your together. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, well, you probably feel really used and abused. And what kind of guy does this?
I mean, I don't feel used and abused. I'm not that type of person, but I'm just mildly annoyed that I didn't know what I was getting into from the get-go. Had I known that, I probably would never have gone on the date with him. I'm not a sugar mom. I'm not looking for a sugar baby. I'm not interested in that. I mean, granted, he'd probably be great in bed, but I'm not looking for that.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I do a full-time job, right? It's called finding a sugar mama. That's my full-time job. And you know what? I would be good in bed, so you would be getting your money's worth.
Ah, what?
The problem here.
Oh, wow. So now you're a in for bed. Hire. Okay.
We could go all night long, and you can pay for my food and my electricity bill.
Oh, my.
And everything.
Baby doll, I'm not looking for your type of guy. I'm not. That is not my cup of tea. I have clients that are more motivated than you.
I'm motivated to sleep with you. I mean, that's good motivation. I mean, if you think about it, most husbands who have full-time jobs, they never have sex with their wives. They go right to bed. They're miserable. I will be ready to have sex with you every night because I have nothing else going on in my life.
This has gone off the rails a little bit.
Taking this turn.
I mean,
if that's what I was looking for.
It makes it more appealing to you, Sarah, now than ever, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sign me right up.
If you look at the top of my LinkedIn, my title is Life Enjoyer. So
I don't want to know what your mission statement is. I just don't want to know. You know, but...
Oh, goodness gracious.
I think this is pretty clear. And since we're dealing with a counselor here, I think we should talk about the contract. Right?
Let's lay the contract out for you guys.
Okay, but here's what we do.
Come on.
This is the... Okay, y'all listen here.
Hang on now.
Life Enjoyer and future judge-to-be. we do this offer where we say, okay... You guys have both told us your stories. Now the radio station can send you out again. We'll provide transportation. We'll give you some money to spend.
Yeah, maybe some concert tickets or movie tickets. Both of you just have to say yes right now.
Well, I say yes. What do you say?
I say I'm going to offer you a counter offer. No second date. Thank you.
Sustained.
Overruled.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.